September 23rd, 2013. Does that date ring a bell?
Shut it.
With every second that ticks by, we get closer and closer.
Ooh, I know.
September 23rd, a day that people are saying the Revelation 12 sign will appear in the heavens, a day that some people are claiming the rapture will happen, or others saying some big event such as war or something along these lines. Before I get into the Revelation 12 sign, the prophecy surrounding this, and how we can clearly, in my opinion, look at this and prove it to what it absolutely is, first let's look at some movies and TV shows that for some reason continuously pick this date and display it on screen or mention it within the show.
In 9 hours and 23 minutes, you'll be mine.
123 Church Street, 47th floor. You better hurry.
Clearly, he's leaving us a code. Some way to reach him?
A time or a date, maybe? September 23rd?
September 23rd, 1780.
But we haven't much time. We need to be ready in 10 days. Because next Thursday, at exactly 9:23 a.m., the X-Force One satellite will be directly over Riverton.
Until September 22nd, midday. And if the Ark isn't finished by then, you will be.
Is that when it's going to happen? September 22nd, midday?
Then, the miracle of deliverance. By 9:23, the water of life shall proceed forth from the throne of the Lamb.
Those continued references are pretty strange, and I wanted to point that out. But they're not really tied to the Revelation 12 sign or the prophecy surrounding this date, which will be what the rest of this video is about. First, let's look at Revelation 12 and see what it says, and then look at how people are relating it to something that is about to happen or happening right now in the sky with the stars. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. We'll look at now what is going on in the stars in reference to that verse that many people are claiming. Here we see the constellation Virgo, which is depicted as a woman. We see the sun within her, as well as the moon by her feet, similar to what Revelation 12 says. Also, there is the reference to the child being given birth to. As we look at some astronomical events, there's an asteroid child that was birthed from Virgo between 2015 and 2030, and just now, during September 2023, that asteroid child was around the stomach and the area of giving birth for that woman. Some strange occurrences as well is there's an asteroid named United Nations. That's a large asteroid that orbits between Mars and Jupiter in the main portion of the asteroid belt. This asteroid was also around the woman at the same time. The United Nations just ended its summit yesterday, which brings nations together for peace treaties and things along these lines, which is also prophesied to happen as well. This also all falls within a feast day, Rosh Hashanah, which just ended September 15th. Always makes people look to see what's going on in the world because they believe feast days will signal potentially the rapture or major end times events. Now, oftentimes in the Bible, prophecy does have twofold meanings or multiple meanings that we can look at throughout all of history. But when we look at that prophecy in Revelation 12, we can see clearly it's referring to Jesus and Mary, his mother, giving birth to him. It even says the child who will rule a nation as with an iron scepter, which we know is a title for Jesus. Reading Revelation 12, it sounds like this is first referencing the war between Satan and mankind in Genesis 3:15, where we get the first messianic prophecy that says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel." Here we see the seed of woman, which Jesus came through, and he crushed the head of Satan by defeating sin and death on the cross. We also really need to evaluate what are we looking at when we look at these zodiac signs in the sky that people are claiming is a Revelation 12 prophetic sign. When you look at who created the zodiac signs, it's from the Babylonians. One university describes, on the basis of their observation and calculations, the Babylonians divided the sky into 12 areas, each of which was assigned a figure, a name, and a specific meaning. This became the zodiac with its 12 zodiac signs, such as Aries, Gemini, Virgo, or Leo. We can look more into the Virgo constellation and see that it's from a pagan Babylonian belief system. In the Babylonian concept of astronomy and astrology from the 10th century BC, part of this constellation was known as the Furrow, representing the goddess Shelah and her ear of grain. The constellation of Virgo corresponds to two Babylonian constellations, the Furrow in the eastern sector of Virgo and the Frond of Ura in the western sector. The Frond of Ura was depicted as a goddess holding a palm frond, a motif that still occasionally appears in much later depictions of Virgo. Anybody who's read a decent portion of the Bible knows all throughout it, Babylon is mentioned as a city that gets mass judgment from God. Two verses I'll mention, Jeremiah 51:6, "Flee from the midst of Babylon, and each of you save his life. Do not be destroyed in her punishment, for this is the Lord's time of vengeance. He is going to render recompense to her." In Revelation 18:10, in reference to Mystery Babylon, the last Babylon that will be destroyed on the earth, it says, "Standing at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, 'Woe, woe, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come.'" Personally, I find it hard to believe that God would use Babylonian zodiac signs in Revelation prophecy or in any prophecy. God's clearly against the beliefs of Babylon and all that type of astrology that they've put forth. In my opinion, Revelation 12 is a clear reference to Jesus being born from Mary and the war that's taken place between Satan and the church. That also seems to be the understanding of most of the commentaries I've looked up on Revelation 12. It's always important to read the verses prior and after any Bible passage to get a better understanding of what it means. And when we look at Revelation 12, we can read right after Revelation 1 through 6 referencing the woman and the crown and the moon and the sun being clothed with her. And we can look in verses 7 through 9, and that says, "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him." We know that Satan and his angels were cast to the earth a long time ago. Satan is referred to as the god of this world, which is why he offered many of the things of this world to Jesus in Jesus' temptation in the desert. In Luke 10, Jesus even references the fall of Satan in verses 18 through 19, which is Jesus speaking, and that says, "He replied, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.'" The Revelation 12 sign in the constellation Virgo is something that's been going on and referenced every year since 2017. Other references to prophecies and things happening around September 23rd have been going on, as far as I know, since 2015. Here's an article talking about what happened September 23rd, 2015, a day that many people believe was the fulfillment and the beginning stages of a 7-year prophecy. This is just something that pops up year after year. We can even look back. Last year, I made a video on September 24th and September 23rd. Every single year, people come up with these ideas that something's going to happen on this day. Again, it's weird that in the movies and in TV shows, these days pop up. And then last year, what kind of sparked a debate with a lot of people was this clip where someone in government referenced that September 24th will be a day we'll all remember.
President of the Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, this 24th of September 2022 is going to be a day which we will remember, and we're going to say about this day in the future that I will remember where I was.
So in my opinion, when we look at Revelation 12, we need to look at it at face value for what it says just on the base there. It seems to be referencing in Jesus having been born from Mary and the war that's taken place between Jesus and Satan, as well as Jesus's followers since the beginning of time. Right after that whole story of that, we can see the story of Satan and his angels being cast from heaven to the earth, which we know took place a long time ago. Also, it's important to understand what are these zodiac signs in the sky. Virgo, it's a Babylonian pagan constellation of astrology. I have a hard time believing God's going to use that as his prophetic event in relation to Jesus and a war between him and Satan. Most importantly, though, we have to reference Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. There's verses that reference that we can have understanding of the seasons and the times that are coming, and Jesus even tells us in the gospel, it's important to look for the Master's return and for his coming and for these different things that will take place to signal that event. But of the exact day and hour, no one knows, and we have to always keep that in mind when we're talking about prophecy. Let me know in the comments what you think, if I missed anything about this Revelation 12 sign, but in my opinion, that's how we need to look at it, concisely, face value, and of course, always keep in mind, no one knows the day or the hour. So let me know what you think. I pray you all are well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.